After kidnapping Sonny and Buddy, the medicine show doctor heads for the Mexican border. But when he arrived at the international bridge leading over the river into Mexico, the customs officer demanded a $2,000 bond for the little minstrel troupe. Doc didn't have the money and was promptly told that he would have to send Sonny and Buddy back home. But did he do it? That's what we're all anxious to know. Well, here they are, as Sonny says.
Are we going back home, Buddy?
I guess so. The customs officer won't let us go into Mexico unless Doc puts up a $1,000 bond for us. And Doc says he hasn't got that much money, so he'll have to send us back home.
Oh, boy, won't Mother be glad to see us?
Yeah, I'll bet you'll ask us a million questions about where we've been and how did we get back.
Well, how are we going to get back?
Well, I don't know, but Doc will have to pay our fare because we haven't got any money.
Say, wouldn't it be funny if we walked in on Mother with this black stuff on our faces? Oh, say, look, there's Betty talking to Doc. Let's go over and ask him if we can go home now.
Okay. Mr. Doc? Oh, Mr. Doc. Say, are you going to send us home to our mother like the customs man told you to do?
Well, you don't want to go home now, do you, Buddy? We want to see Mexico first.
Oh, we don't want to see Mexico either. We want to go home.
Keep quiet. You want the customs officer to hear you? Go on. Get back in the house car and say that till I call you.
Oh, Dad, please send Sonny and back to their mother.
Send them back? No. You think I'm going to let these boys go when their singing means so much? Or they'll double the sale of my medicine. No, we're all going to Mexico. And we're not going to put up $2,000 bond either. Leave it to me. I'll fix it. Keep quiet. Here's the customs officer.
Well, Mr. Medicine Man, are you going over into Mexico?
Well, we're just trying to decide. $2,000 is a lot of bond, and I only have about $500. So we'll just hang around here in Laredo for a while, put on a few shows, and...
Well, I'd like to let you go in without bond, but you know the regulations.
Well, how do you hope?
Ah, buenos dias, Sheriff. What is on your mind now?
Oh, nothing much. Just on the lookout for a couple of little boys what run away from home or disappeared mysterious-like.
Two little boys, eh?
Yep, I'll read your telegram I just got from their hometown. It says, keep on lookout for two small boys. One blonde and one brunette. Name, Sonny and Buddy. Sonny, 4'5", hair chestnut brown, eyes gray, age 13. Buddy, 4'8". Hair blonde, eyes gray, age 14. Disappeared from home several days ago. Wire any information to sheriff of this county. The telegram is from San Antonio, Texas. Ain't had no little boys of that description going across the border, have you, Mr. Custom Man?
No, but we had a couple of little colored boys who tried to get across a while ago.
Colored boys, eh?
Yes, traveling with a medicine show. It belongs to the doctor here. The boys are actors or singers.
Show troupe, eh?
Okay. See, si, si, Sheriff?
Well, are these the little colored boys what do the singing? Well, now, Jasmine, are you going to give a show in this town?
Why, yes, in just a few minutes, right down the street there.
Well, I'll be there to see it, I reckon. It's all free, ain't it?
Yes, the show is all free.
Well, I'll be there. I'll mosey along now. See you again, Mr. Customs Man.
Oh, and by the way, keep your eyes open for them two little runaway boys, and if you see anything of them... Be sure and let me know.
I will, Sheriff.
Oh, Dad, you see that sheriff is on our trail. Let's get away.
All right. Don't get excited. Charcoal, drive down the street to the next block. We're going to give a show right away. Start the music, Betty. And as soon as we can pick up a few dollars, we're going to beat it out of town.
Right this way, folks. Follow the crowd. You'll be just in time for the big show. Dr. LeVry's Show of Wonders. After I've sold 10 bottles of this wonderful health-giving liquid, then and only then will you see my little minstrel show. Here it is, folks. This medicine is guaranteed to cure anything from dandruff to bunion, fallen hair to fallen arches.
Mr. Doc, must I stop here?
Yes, that's all right. And now, folks, you've heard this tonic advertised over the radio, and now you have a chance to buy it.
Being about radio, Mr. Doc. Did you ever tune in on your radio and get two stations at one time?
Never did, Sambo.
Well, I did just the other night. One was announcing a recipe for cooking, and the other announcer was giving health exercises over the radio.
Oh, you mean you got two stations at one time, eh?
Yes, that's it. And here's the way it comes through my radio. Place hands on hips. Place two cups of flour on your shoulders. Raise your knees and bend your toes. Then mix in one cup of milk. Repeat five times. Inhale quickly. Add one teaspoonful of baking soda. Lower the legs and mash three hard-boiled eggs in a sieve. inhale, breathe naturally, and sift in a bowl. Now lie flat on the floor and roll in the white of 2 raw eggs, backwards and forwards, till it comes to a boil. In 5 minutes, remove from the fire and rub gently with a bath towel. Breathe naturally. Dress in flannel. And serve with tomato soup.
All right, now, folks, Rastus entertains you with Moon Glow. Let her go, Rastus.
It must have been moon glow way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. I still hear you say, dear one, hold me fast, oh baby, and I start in praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air, oh baby, heavenly song. There's moon glow way up in the blue. I always remember that moon glow gave me you.
Good Rastus! Yes. Now, Rastus, where were you going in such a hurry this afternoon?
Oh, I was going to the drugstore to get some dye for my mammy.
Oh, you mean the kind of dye you color clothes with?
Yes.
Oh, did you get it?
Yes, I got it. I got a pretty pink color.
Well, what is your mother going to do with the dye?
Well, you see, my mammy's got misery in her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor told her to dye it. So Mammy said if she had to dye it, she wanted a pretty color, so I got her that pretty pink.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in introducing our next little singer, Sambo, as he sings the St. Louis Blues.
To see that evening sun go down. Oh, Lord, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Cause my baby, she done left this town. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today, oh Lord. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. Say, little woman with a diamond ring, drag that man around by her apron strings. Not twine for powder, no sir, and for stillborn hair, oh Lord. Cause the gal I love would not gone nowhere. No sir, I got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. Oh, no, that gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. I know she has, boy, or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me. Oh, ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Sweep up there, boy. Sweep up,
please. I said ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Oh, man. Now, if my blues don't get you, then my singing must. Wow, wow, wow,
performance for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and now I'll pass among you, and if anybody wants a bottle of my tonic and toner, just have your dollars ready.
I'll take one right here, please.
There, there, perfect good show. You boys got right smart singing voices. What did you say your name was?
My name's Rastus.
And what's yours, little boy?
My name is Sambo, white folk.
Are you brothers?
Yes, sir.
Oh, look, Dad, the sheriff is asking the questions of the boys.
Oh, he is, eh? Well, I'll soon put a stop to that. Well, Sheriff, how do you like our little show?
First rate. I was just telling the boys they got right peered voices.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Sheriff. Well, come on in the house, cowboys. We're all through for tonight. Good night, Sheriff. Come to see us again sometime.
I will, Doc. Good night.
Now, get in that house car, both of you. Go on, Sonny. You too, buddy. Now, what do you mean by talking to that sheriff? Didn't I tell you never to talk to anyone except Betty, Charcoal, and me?
We weren't talking to him, Mr. Doc. He just asked us what our names were and if we were brothers.
Well, I told you, if you ever disobeyed me, I was going to punish you. And you both disobeyed me tonight. Now I'm going to send you both to bed without any supper.
Oh, Dad, you won't do that.
Oh, won't I? You'll see. And the next time I catch them talking to anyone, I'll whip them good.
But it wasn't our fault. We didn't want to talk to the sheriff.
Don't stand there and lie to me or I'll whip you right now.
No, you won't, Dad. I won't let you.
You won't let me? That's good. You won't let me.
No, I won't, Dad. You can do what you like to me, but you shan't hurt these two innocent little boys.
You'll dare to interfere with me, Betty, and I'll whip you within an inch of your life. And I'll do it right now.
Don't you hit Betty with that whip.
Who are you talking to?
To you. You shan't whip Betty on account of us.
Arr, you little imp.
Put down that whip, Mr. Doc.
I'll put it down on your back, Mrs. Marty.
Oh, look out for him, Sonny.
Call for help, Betty. Call the police.
Help!
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 Keep quiet. It's the sheriff.
Open up this door.
Keep quiet, everybody.
Open up this door in the name of the law. Hey, Doc, open up, I tell you. This is Sheriff Ebenezer Everbottom speaking, and I want to question you about them two little boys. And I want to open up this door right now.
What question does the sheriff want to ask Doc? Is it possible that he suspects that Rastus and Sambo are none other than Sonny and Buddy? The question will be answered in the next chapter of The Adventures of Sonny and Buddy. And here is the moral in tonight's episode. Crime does not pay. Doc thought he could escape the law, but it's knocking at his door right now.